I'm talking to Rob Beale. It's a lovely hot day, Rob. We are enjoying a really hot summer, aren't we? Are you enjoying the weather?
Yes, but being stuck in an office is not exactly the best way to enjoy it. I have to say, I enjoy it more when a weekend when you've got the opportunity to sit outside and enjoy the everything that goes with decent weather.
It is. I mean, we are very interesting, aren't we, in this country, because we're lucky enough to have a temperate climate. Obviously, we hope climate change doesn't destroy that. But we are really poor, aren't we, from a productivity perspective at either end of the spectrum. A little bit of snow, the world seems to come to a standstill, and a day over 30. And I'm not knocking them, because obviously we don't want anybody to be ill. But it does make me smile the way that we are so cautious in terms of, you know, take care, you know, almost patronizingly about going out in the sun. And of course, you know, we've got countries not far away from us, you know, France, for example, that will have 40 degrees every year in certain aspects of it. And okay, the Mediterranean way of life maybe is changing, because I don't know they have siestas as much as they used to, but they clearly cope with it. And their ongoing productivity doesn't seem to falter as much. Well, what's your take on how the weather affects us?
I agree with you. I think in terms of the Mediterranean, they're used to it. You know, the houses are built for it. The work day is fitted around what the weather's like and the peak heat and all of those types of things. I think, you know, typical British, we spend all our lives talking about the weather, and we love it initially, and then we've had enough of it and we can't sleep properly and all of those types of things. And therefore, I think there's always a starting point where you go, this is great. But after, relatively speaking, a short period of time, you know, it's, oh, we want some rain and we want it to cool down. And personally, I'd much rather have hot weather than cold weather. But that's me, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting. You know, but you've travelled, and you've got people that you know that have travelled. And a lot of people, particularly that have gone to, say, Australia, will say how they miss the seasons. Mm. And, you know, the weather's lovely, but, you know, I do like cold, crisp days. I do really like autumn. I do like twilight, which they haven't got there, have they? It's because they're closer to the equator. They're light and dark. Yeah, it did make me smile when you said we do refer to the weather. It's the old staple, isn't it? You know, good morning, Rob. How are you? Nice day today, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Our staple introduction, isn't it? Yeah, good. Okay, so how do you think the weather, if it does change, how do you think that might change our behaviour? Do you think we will take years to adapt, or do you think we'll actually try and stick to our current ways if we do have hotter summers and wetter winters?
I think it comes down to how predictable that any change in the weather is. And what I mean by that is, you know, you look where we are today compared to 10 years ago, if the weather's hot, more and more people will go to work in shorts or t-shirts and those types of things. And it's become more and more accepted that actually you dress for the day and the weather as opposed to anything else. I think if we had got to the stage where actually the climate was recognised in the UK as changing and it was really hot over these months, etc., etc., then I think people would start to explore, okay, what does this mean for us? How do we need to make it work from a productivity and make people's employment actually more productive? You know, whether that's even just a case of people going, look, it's going to be hot every summer, so we need to just get aircon in. It will change behaviours like that, I suspect.
It probably will. Well, very good to talk to you on a nice sunny day, Rob. Enjoy your ice cream. Catch up soon.
Cheers.